Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Once again, we are talking with another talented singer-songwriter who has some new music coming out, and we're very excited to welcome to our show Morgan, who is talking to us from his, I believe it is your home studio, if I'm not mistaken.
This is my home studio in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. And you were born and raised in Nashville, I understand.
Yes.
And then you moved to New York.
Yes.
To pursue Broadway. You were on Broadway.
Yeah, I was on Broadway, and I actually went to an open call for a show and ended up getting it and moved to New York and was in that show. But at some point I was like, I really do love like making music and being from Nashville. I thought like maybe I could go to Nashville and start like making music. But I actually came to Nashville and this was 10 years ago, and people were just like, I mean, I literally had a manager tell me, you'll never make it in music as an openly gay person in Nashville. And at the time I was just like, well, I'm not willing to hide who I am in order to like get somewhere. So I moved to LA, and that's kind of where my journey really began.
Oh, wow. So you've had quite a long journey and traveled around from one side of the country to the other. So being on Broadway, how does that connect with what you do as a musician? Because that requires a very special sound and style when you're singing on stage in a theater production versus making pop records.
I mean, I think that, don't get me wrong, the music has always like led me in every chapter of my life. But for me, when I was on Broadway, I even remember that like every night when there was no curtain in the show, it was a show called Spring Awakening. There was no curtain. It was just open with the audience. But when it started with this music and the band was on stage. And I remember feeling every night, like the sound of that like band on stage was the thing that like propelled me. But there was no linear path between like, okay, you're singing other people's songs and now you're making your own music. But I remember that I read Bob Dylan has an autobiography, Chronicles Volume 1, of which there's only one volume. I almost thought at one point that I would only do one volume of my EP, but that's a whole different story. Anyways, Bob Dylan has this part in the book where he's like, when you're a singer who is a fine enough singer, you have plenty of songs to sing, but at some point you want to peel back the curtain and find out like what's really there. And that just really resonated with me because like I had been singing other people's songs for so long that I started to lose who I was and I started to not know who I was. And for me, writing wasn't like, okay, and now I switch and I pursue something. It actually looked more like I'm in pain. I'm confused. I'm scared. I'm lost. So let me come to the piano and let me come to this art form and let me make music for the first time. I had always been writing songs and making music since I was like, 9 years old living in Nashville. I took piano lessons and voice lessons, and that was always something I did, but I don't have family in the music industry. So for me, it wasn't like now I'm pursuing music. It was more like I need to figure out what's behind my own curtain and start like actually sharing that.
That's a very interesting story. And I know there's a lot of different layers to Morgan, and we're going to certainly explore all of those different sides of the artist that is Morgan. Now, your name is Morgan Carr, and you all of a sudden replaced one of the letters with an X. What did you do that for? Would you just be an artsy?
You know, it's a really personal question. And it's one that when I came out with my first song in 2016, I didn't give any backstory to it. It was just like, it's Morgan with an X. That's what it is. And funny enough, like I had so many interviews and no one was asking me what Morgan with the X was about. They just assumed that's what it was. And they weren't asking questions beyond it. And it was literally like I went to go speak at a middle school and the kids there were the first people, like, out of every publication to ever talk to me, they were the first ones to be like, what is that from? And I let them know, I was like, I just want to say that your inquisitive nature, like, never lose that thing. I think for me, I'm always on some kind of adventure. And for me, my dad passed away in 2015.
Condolences.
Thank you. I mean, mm-hmm. grief is nonlinear. Mm-hmm. Grief and love are two nonlinear forces. But my dad, when he passed away, there was a part of me that passed away too. And there was a part of me that, like, holding on to that name in terms of doing music was not the thing that made sense. And again, I look to a lot of my idols and Stevie Wonder in Songs for a Key of Life, Songs in the Key of Life, in the liner notes for that album, it says, my real name is Steve Lind Morris. And I realized at some point that Stevie Wonder was the vessel in which I can convey these, like, deep truths. I'm paraphrasing the liner notes. You can read it. But for me, I had written Morgan with an X in a journal. And this was after my dad passed. And, you know, if we want to get to a song, there's actually a song that in this moment, like, I, after my dad passed, I both discovered that Morgan with an X was written in my journal. And I looked at it and I was like, that feels like something, you know? Mm-hmm. And also at the same time, I had rediscovered that I had worked on this song called Home that I was like, I don't know. I don't really know what home means, but home feels like this song, you know? So it was kind of both a leap into the complete unknown. And also, as I chose Morgan with an X and started to, like, go out into the world with my music, it started to be how X represents change and gender fluidity and all these things that are deeply important to me. And I could never say I chose it because of that, but I chose it for all of it.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And, you know, I guess I'm the world's oldest third grader. If I, you know, asked a question that's
so lucky.
Yeah, exactly. If the kids asked and I asked, I guess, you know, I got something in common with the young kids. But I'm glad you're on the show, and you're going to do some music for us. And you mentioned the EP. I think it's Meridian is the name of the EP. One and two, parts one and two, Meridian.
Yeah. Do you want me to play? I was going to
play a song. Well, you can play whichever song you want. If you want to play Home because we just talked about it, or if you want to play something new, it's all up to you.
I'm going to play Home because we just talked about it. And
that makes sense.
And moving home has been, like, a really interesting thing after the past couple years, sort of finding the idea of home. But this is Home.
All right.
I assume you can hear the piano. You had your bed made, had all these precious memories. You had to run away. You were looking for that bigger stage. But for all those blinding lights, there's something I'll find. I'm going back home to the place where I belong. There's nothing like it, nothing like it. Take me back home where the blood runs through my soul. I can't describe it. There's nothing like it. Swam across the devil's pond, left the comfort of your family to live out all your fantasies. But for all those stars that shine, there's a different kind of light.
place where I belong. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Take me back home where the blood runs through my soul. I can't describe it. There's nothing like it. Take me back home to the place where I belong. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Take me back home where the blood runs through my soul. I can't describe it. There's nothing like it.
Very nice. Very nice. That's Morgan, and Home is the name of the single. And I read that that song inspired Billie Eilish to write Bad Guy.
Yeah. When you say it like that, you're quite reminded the magnitude of what that is. It, you know, art, inspiring art. I literally just spent the entire, you know, interview so far talking about how people have inspired me and so forth. That song, you know, that whole story of when she tweeted about the song, it was right at the beginning of what became like the first lockdown, you know. So this was March of 2020. I was literally living my life in Barcelona. It was my birthday. I was celebrating it. I'm a Pisces, off on a wonderful water-filled adventure. And they're like, they're going to close down Barcelona and they're going to close down LA. And I was like, what? I don't understand. I flew home around that same time. The label that I had been with, they were like, we are going to part ways. We're letting you go. And I'm sitting there being like, how am I going to reach people? You know, like, how am I going to actually put out music? Everything is shutting down. And of course it was like, how am I going to survive? There was all sorts of really huge questions outside of just like, how am I going to release music? But still, it was like a very scary moment for everyone, I'm sure. But that's how I was feeling. And then my phone starts blowing up. And I think a friend texted me. They were like, did you see Billie Eilish's story? And I was like, what? And all of a sudden, Twitter, everything is just like going crazy. So I'm holding like this news. I get chills thinking about it because I'm holding this news that feels scary and terrifying and awful against this. My phone is blowing up and I'm having like the most people reach out to me ever, you know? And I'm sitting there being like, you know, maybe I just keep going, you know, maybe, you know, not to quote a song that's mine, but I wonder if anyone will hear this, you know, and wondering if maybe it's not about anything that I thought was the situation that I was in before, but maybe it's just me, a song, and sharing it, you know? And I really do thank Billie Eilish in that moment because she gave me this sense of like, keep going, you know, keep dreaming, keep wondering, and keep creating for the sake of creating.
Did you ever connect with Billie Eilish?
Not any more than just like a tweet back and forth, but maybe one day.
Oh. Well, maybe you can go on tour or collaborate with her. Who knows? You know,
that'd be beautiful.
Yeah, we're talking with Morgan, who has a new EP, which is Meridian Volume 1 and 2. And your first full-length album was in 2019, I guess, called Vital. Why haven't you put out a full album since then?
Well, actually, it was 2018, so it's even longer in between. You know, that's a really good question. I think that there was a lot of fear in terms of being an independent artist and being an independent artist again and putting out music. But at some point around that time that Billy tweeted about me that we were going into lockdown, that I was looking at myself and saying, you know what? These songs mean the world to me. You know, so it was in that moment, it was wonder. But I've learned enough to know that, like, you have to start somewhere. You know, like, in order for a dream, first of all, if your dreams don't terrify you, it's probably not a dream. Do you know what I mean? And this was a terrifying adventure to be like, I'm going to put out a song independently in a global pandemic. Do you know what I mean? And I put out Wonder, and I want to say the next month or the month after, it was already at 60 or 40 million global streams on Wonder alone without a label. And I thought to myself, okay, like, keep going, like, keep going on the adventure. I thought for me that Wonder was the album, but I literally had a dream where Meridian was like dropped into my brain, and it was like, the title is Meridian. And I'm thinking, oh, that's like for after Wonder. But I kind of just like let the songs tell me where it wanted to go, which is why I split it up, you know, which is why I did volume one and volume two. But then now here I am about to release the full Meridian extended edition, which is basically the album that is my entire journey from being dropped by my label to today, you know, with, I can't even tell you how many millions of streams Wonder has had and how many like streams these songs have had just by having the courage to keep going in the face of not knowing how I was going to make it through.
You have survived a lot of challenges and obstacles, and I'm glad you continue to go and continue to persevere with your music and your message. Because you obviously are, you know, using your platform to help the community, to help social awareness of certain issues and things like that. And I see you've got a sweatshirt that says hate has been canceled.
Yeah.
So for our audience around the world who are, you know, an international audience in 100 different countries, they probably look and say, what does that mean? What does it signify? Why are you wearing that?
I mean, I'm fully aware that, like, wearing something is not the action, the only action that I can take or that anyone can take. But I do feel like if I'm going to be a person who is seen anywhere in this world, it's important for me to literally wear on my sleeve the things that I feel are important to me. You know, I think about when I was a kid looking at media and seeing someone, you know, well, I didn't get to see it, but seeing somebody kiss another boy, what that could have done for me, you know what I mean? But seeing like that there are people out there who believe that hate has no place in this world. You know, you mentioned before we started, like there was a song on my second EP, The Way It Was, and I put it out there onto the internet, and I got all sorts of love for sure. But then the internet tips over and it started being all of this hate. Like, yeah, I'm not even going to say it because it doesn't need to be perpetuated. But The Way It Was sparked all of this online hate and vitriol at me. Well, I can take it. And what I did is I turned it into really cute merch that you can find on my website. And I'm donating those proceeds to the Trevor Project that helps LGBTQ youth when they are in a time of crisis. You know, I can take that and turn it into something that can be a positive thing. So if I'm going to wear anything and be seen, I want it to reflect who I am and what I feel.
That's wonderful. You know, and I applaud you for being open with your, you know, with you, your sexuality, who you are as a person, as a human being. And I think we have come a long way, but we have a long way to go. And, you know, social media has created a lot of different issues in our culture. They, you know, because now you're getting people who don't know you and don't really, you know, maybe what you stand for, maybe a part of your personality or your choices in your life. Other people judge you, and that's what social media does now. I see a lot of artists who are turned off. You know, Selena Gomez took a break from social media. Lizzo took a break from social. There's a lot of people who just have had enough, and they go away from it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we are all humans on this planet. And I feel like I get both how you have to puff up your chest and be like, I'm going to take it. What they said to me about the way it was, if that person were in the room, I don't think that they would say that to me. Maybe they would. I don't know. I want to be a naive optimist here. But like, the truth is, there's so much hate on the internet, and it's about... maybe it's about showing that you can, not to quote myself, you can feel broken and still be okay. Like you can take some of that and turn it into something else. And you can feel, I felt sad getting all of that hate, but also I knew that I could take it and I could alchemize it into helping somebody else. And that, I think that's what gives me hope and purpose in this life.
We're talking with the artist Morgan, and you're going to do another song for us.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, now I'm going to roll off. I think I'm going to do Don't Think About It, because there's both an element of people trying to tell you who you are and you being like, no, this, don't tie a string around my neck. And then there's also this like, in order to go and explore new parts of the world, you sort of have to don't think about it and just take a leap.
I built this city and I built these walls. I built my heart like I'm afraid to fall. I'm cautious, so cautious. There's so many reasons that I want to cry. It's in my hands, I gotta start the fire. I'm nauseous, so nauseous. Don't tie a string around my neck to keep me grounded. I got my head up in the clouds. I think I found it. And levitate, let it break. Let your fever start to race. Don't think about it. Don't think. So you can still be right. You lost it. Just stop it. You're so offensive just to make your mark. I'm not like you and you hate that part. Get off it. Just stop it. Don't tie a string around my neck to keep me grounded. I got my head up in the clouds. I think I found. And levitate, let it break. Let your fever start to race. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Fall in love, fall in heart. Let somebody in the dark. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. And I don't care how to stop it once it starts. Levitate, let it break. let your fever start to race. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Fall in love, fall in hard. Let somebody in the dark. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. And I don't care how to stop it. Once it starts, spark the flame inside the chamber of my heart. There's a wall around the world. Let down your guard and levitate.
Wow, very nice. Very nice. Morgan is our guest, and what a beautiful song that is. And of course, there's a message in the song, and there's a message in all your songs. And so I'm wondering, and you've collaborated with a lot of artists, Tiesto and Walk the Moon. And I know you sang Home on Television with Sarah Bareilles. Are there any collaborations on the new EP, Meridian?
There is a song with Phoebe Ryan, who I toured with in 2017. And then there is a collaboration with a band called Now Now, who is out of Minneapolis. We never toured together, but we have always wanted to work together. And we did the entire thing remotely during the pandemic. And they're a queer indie band from Minneapolis that I love very much. And I do think collaboration is sort of is my lifeblood.
I was going to say, who is the number one artist you want to collaborate with on your wish list?
I mean, alive or dead? Do you know what I mean? I mean,
both. Give me an alive and give me one that's. So
I
long.
Mean, David Bowie. You know, it's mm-hmm. just in another world. He said that he never knows what he's writing about when he writes it. It's just sort of like a. It's just like a following a feeling, and mm-hmm. I very much. Like feel like songwriting is sort of this like mystery that I'm just sort of like I'm following the thread wherever it goes. I love him. I love how he switches up this avatar, you know, all the time, and something that really inspires me. It's not something that growing up in Nashville, Tennessee, that I was ever able to like dye my hair, wear earrings, paint my nails, and sort of like live whatever fantasy I'm sort of dreaming about. But it's definitely important to me today. And as far as collaborating right now, I'd love to collaborate with Michelle Obama on something that's like music and spoken word.
Oh, wow. That would be very interesting. That would be very interesting.
If nothing, if not interesting, always.
So the Meridian EP, how does that relate to the other music you've recorded? Is there a message on there? Is it something different? Or now that we're coming out of COVID and there's been other things going on in your life to inspire you, I mean, what can people expect from the new EP?
Meridian, well, this is now we're coming on the extended edition of Meridian. So we're going to have both volumes of Meridian plus Wonder and Pump the Brake, a new song, and a few of the Wonder reimagined, sort of all now under one roof. So it's sort of someone once said that like an album should be like your favorite dinner party. Like you don't want 12 of the same people at a table at a dinner party. You sort of want like 12 different characters, and I feel like Meridian Extended is sort of the like the perfect dinner party of what this past two year period was for me. And Meridian being this word that appeared in a dream for me was sort of like is all about how things change and flow, and for me how things fall apart, how things change, how things come together in a new way, and then how things sort of find their wings in a way you never expected. So mm-hmm. For me, Meridian feels like if every album is a snapshot of an artist's life, then Meridian is a snapshot of how I made it through this, not necessarily physically, but how I made it through spiritually and and metaphorically made it through the last couple of years.
Mm. Do you have a new song on the album that you'd like to do for us? I mean, we'd love to hear something from Iridian, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, well, I was going to actually end in the way that I intended, which was that I would love to play Wonder, because that is truly the song that, you know, when I sat there on Zoom with Sarah Bareilles and she was like, you want to do this? She said to me, you know, the way that I wonder if anyone will hear this. She was like, the way that that hit me, like, I knew it immediately. And the thing is that, like, I was ready to give it all up, you know, like I was ready to walk away and say, I guess it's not happening, you know? And I put out this song with no team, you know, with nothing, with just my heart, my soul, my words, and my voice. I wonder if anyone will hear this. And it is both the first thing I put out, and it's the first song on Meridian Extended. So this is Wonder.
All right, great. Here's Morgan.
Lately, I've been so disconnected. My feet don't want to touch the ground. Find my way through this dimension when all these voices drown me out. I feel so far from my body, it's hard to find my way back. Everyone tells me I'm crazy. Well, maybe. Maybe I am. Someone, if I go broke, trying to keep on.
That's beautiful. Morgan is our guest. The song is Wonder, one of his biggest hits, and it's available on the Meridian EP that is now out. And so if you want to get the EP, where do you recommend people to go? Around the world, where can they go? Amazon, Spotify?
Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, everywhere. Everywhere you search for music, you'll find me.
All right. And if people want to reach out, if people want to reach out, your website, your social media sites, how do they find you?
Everything with an X, M-O-R-G-X-N, and search that and you'll find me.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show today.
And thank you for having me. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too. And you know, a pleasure to talk to, and I really appreciate your message, your inspirational message that you're spreading. And, you know, hopefully this can help to spread the message on an international level. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Morgan is our guest, Meridian EP, volumes 1 and 2. My name is Larry London. Thanks for watching. This is VOA TV.